Derek Anthony Redmond didn't win a medal at the Barcelona Olympics. In fact, the British 400-meter runner didn't even make it past the semifinal stage. This video really touched me, I'm sorry. But it was his determination to finish that will live forever in the minds of millions. Injury forced the Briton to withdraw from the 1988 Seoul Games just 10 minutes before the start of his 400-meter heat. So Redmond felt he had everything to prove in Barcelona 4 years later. Not to his peers, that is, but as he later admitted to himself. Redmond wanted a medal, whatever the color, and he started well, qualifying for the semifinals by clocking the fastest time in his heat. As the gun signaled a start of a semifinal, Redmond charged out of the blocks, making good speed over his first 250 meters. At that point, his right hamstring snapped, as we just witnessed. The one-time British 400-meter record holder pulled sharply up as the rest of his field ran away from him, leaving Redmond on his knees and crippled, his Olympic dream over. What followed, however, is one of the most memorable moments in Olympic history. I didn't cry while studying this all week. Redmond got back on his feet and tried to finish the race. In an act of true courage against adversity, Redmond could only hop on one leg toward the finish line. Pain etched on his face as each step became more painful than the last. Redmond would not give up. He had promised himself and his father that he would finish the race no matter what, and he would keep his promise. Halfway to the finish line, on one leg and crying with desperation, Derek was joined by his father, Jim. The moment Redmond crossed the finish line, it brought 65,000 spectators to their feet in standing ovation, many also in tears, like I'm, man. Few can remember that Steve Lewis of the USA won the semifinal in a time of 44.50, but no one who saw it will ever forget Derek Redmond's courage. On the day, he defined the essence of the human and Olympic spirit. On a different video that I watched with the same gentleman, when his father comes out and he joins him, his father actually encouraged him to go to the sidelines. Let's stop. You've done enough. And Redmond looked at his father and said, "Nope. I'm getting in lane 5, which was my running lane, and I'm going to finish the race." And I was thinking about what to say to these seniors. My iPad just died on me. About what to finally say to them for the, in a sense, the last time that I'm actually going to be able to stand in front of them and encourage them and preach to them and teach to them. And what I want to tell you seniors is to finish the race. Amen. Just simply finish the race. So play close attention to me for the next few minutes. I'm going to be brief. I know it's getting late. But I want you to finish the race. When I started thinking about this phrase, finish the race, I started thinking about Paul and his life and what he did with his life, what he accomplished with his life. And we understand, you know, Paul, he began, you know, we first know of Paul persecuting Christians and doing some horrible things to Christians. And then we see Paul as God calls him out. And we understand all that. I'm not going to get into all to that, but we all understand what Paul's life was about. So God calls him out. And then in my opinion, he became one of the greatest evangelists and church planters in the history of time. I don't think there will be anyone else probably that can stand with Paul when it talks about becoming an evangelist and planting churches. Paul went through a lot in his life. He went through beatings. We know that he was in prison a lot of times. everywhere he went, he didn't have too many friends. He kept saying things that they didn't like, and that caused him problems. But still yet, Paul, he continued on. Nothing ever stopped him. And so if you would turn with me just real briefly, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. Listen to the words. It said, "For I have already been poured out as a drink offering, and at the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race." Underline that word, that phrase. Circle it. Put stars all around it. He says, "I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. And not to me only, but also to all those who love his appearing." So we find Paul in a state that a little different than all his others, all the other situations that we read about. Paul, his death is imminent. It's there. It's right around the corner. He's not saying, you know, I got time to go over here or go over there. His death is imminent. Okay? He talks a little bit about a drink offering. A drink offering here in the Old Testament sacrificial system was sort of like the final offering, right behind the burnt and the grain offering. So, he, in a sense, he is saying that you know his coming death, his almost like his final offering to God. Okay, this is it. This is my final offering to God, in a life filled with sacrifices to God. Man, if you read anything about Paul, you know his life was filled with sacrifices. He always served God no matter what. So he sees this coming death as sort of this final offering. Like I said, a life full of sacrifice. He also sees his life like a departure. And I read through my study Bible, and I found this thing that says, "The mooring ropes of a ship." I know we're close to the ports, and I thought that was kind of a cool way of looking at it. But it's almost, Paul was like, in his life, he said, "You know what? I'm like tied to a port, but now my mooring ropes have been pulled up. It's time for me to go. My death is right here, and now these mooring ropes of my life have been pulled up. And now it's time for my ship to go, to depart." Man, but I mean, if you just continue to read about Paul, he's so encouraging. 7 deals with a lot of haves, talking about he has fought the good fight, he has finished the race, and he's kept the faith. You know, Paul looked at his life and saw that it was complete. Man, I hope when I'm getting ready to draw my last breath, I hope I can feel the same way. That you know what? My life in service to God is complete. And this is where Paul finds himself, that he sees that his life is complete. You know, that he had accomplished everything God had called him to do. Think about that for a minute. He had accomplished everything that God had called him to do. I know in my life, God asked me to do things and they just slipped by a lot of times, to be honest. But here we see Paul, he is so confident that he understands that he has done everything that God has called him to do. And he's kept the faith. He's kept these truths and standards that this Word of God reveals, and he's kept them. All right? He's kept them to the point that he's lived them out. So he knows he's fixing to die. He knows his departure is at hand. He is in complete satisfaction knowing that he has done every single thing God has called him to do, and he's ready to go. He says, "I have finished the race." Done. I have finished the race. No questioning about that in his life. And then in verse 8, he talks about, and I love verse 8, it says, "Finally." You know, my translation, it just says, in a sense, says, "Praise God." You know, praise God, because why? "There is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on the day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing." Guess what? There's a prize. Amen? There's a prize. And Paul recognized that. After he looks back at his life, and if you haven't studied sort of the life of Paul, I really encourage you to do that. So he's looking back on his life. He's seeing all these things come up. And I can imagine we'll probably be the same way as we are. If we get to the point and we know that maybe our life is fixing to end, you know, we may even be that same way. We can start looking back and saying, have I done everything? Or have I done enough? Well, Paul makes it pretty clear that he has done enough. So why do I ask these seniors to finish the race? Because stats tell me that this group right here of six, four may drop out of church. How about that? That's a real uplifting stat, isn't it? Four may just drop out. Never darken the doors of a church ever, ever again. So I want to encourage these seniors to finish the race. Why? Because it's worth it. It's worth it. It's just worth it. Trust me, I'm 46. You know, I know a lot of different things that you could do, a lot of different directions you could go. You're never, ever going to find one greater than this. Walking for God, living for Him, serving Him for the rest of your life. Trust me, you can try to find, but you're not. So why finish this race? It's just worth it. It's worth it in a big way. So I want to challenge you today, seniors, and I'm going to get to the congregation in a minute, okay? But I want to challenge you, seniors, today, finish the race. Another reason I want you to finish the race is because you've got a lot of people praying that you'll finish the race. Parents, amen? You got a lot of people praying that you'll finish the race. So seniors, I want you to stand up here for a minute. I want you to face the congregation. If you are a parent of one of these seniors, I want you to stand. If you are a grandparent of one of these seniors, I would like for you to stand. If you are a family member of one of these seniors, a cousin or brother, sister, I want you to stand. Aunt, uncle, if you're a church family, I would like you to stand. Seniors, I want you to look. Don't let these people down. Okay? That's my challenge to you. Do not let these people down. Finish the race. But more importantly, don't let Christ down. Because He paid everything. Much more than we that are standing before you paid. So please do not let those are in front of you down, but please, more importantly, don't let Christ down. You may be seated. I'm wrapping up. So, seniors, I hope you realize the message that I'd like to talk to you. This is my last opportunity to beat you over the head with the Word of God, because you are moving to bigger and brighter things. But I want to thank you for being faithful to the youth group. It takes more than youth leaders to make a successful youth group, and it takes dedicated young men and women to make that. So I want to thank you as well. But turning things aside from the seniors, you know, you may be also here today and realize that you as a believer have stopped running the race. I'm not saying that you've lost your salvation. I don't believe the Bible teaches that if you're a true believer. But for whatever reason, only you can answer that, you may be sitting here right now today as a believer and stop running the race. You know what God would have you to do today? Be like that runner. I'm saying, no, I'm getting back in lane 5. I'm going to finish the race. I'm going to give it all to God. I'm not slowing down. I'm going to run as fast as I can. So I want to challenge also you believers who are here today. What a great day it would be to right now to recognize, you know what, God? I've kind of slipped in the race a little bit. I need to get back on track. I need to get back in lane 5 and finish the race. So I want to challenge you believers here today. If you're in that situation and you're only to know that, is please make today. It's already been a great day. Make today the day that you decide, you know what, I've kind of got out the race a little bit. Quit coming to Sunday school. Quit coming to Wednesday night. Quit tithing. Quit doing everything I can for the Lord. Just kind of slow down a little bit. Let's get back in the race. Amen. Brother Kyle, would you mind for our whole congregation to commit to that today? Amen. But also you may be here today and you've actually never started the race. You've never been saved. You've never been saved. You have never, ever believed. You don't have a personal relationship with Christ. You've never surrendered your life to Him. And for you, you may be in a situation where you just never even started the race. And that's okay, because you know why? Because today you can get in the race. In just a few minutes when we have invitation, Brother Kyle's going to be down here. I'm pretty sure I can answer for him. He would love more than anything to show you what the Bible says about salvation. You know? So seniors, finish the race. Believers, if you're here today and you've kind of got out of the race, what a great day to get back in. Lane 5's open and waiting. And if you are here today and you've never got in the race, and you know beyond the shadow of a doubt, if you walked out those double doors and you took your last breath, that you would not go to heaven, let's change that today. I want to encourage you all. Let's all finish the race. Brother Kyle.